Hello.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Oh, this is Evelyn on the line.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. Is anybody else on there, on the line? Okay. Just wanted to welcome everyone. And my name is Gargi Suktankar. I am an occupational therapist. I'm also a yoga teacher. And I've been learning about Jivan Vidya since mind management since 2006. So I'm still learning and I'm really excited to share this with you. So welcome again to the second teleconference. And today we're going to look at super positive thinking in a little bit more detail. Last time we just touched on it, and I'll be like sharing everything with you for 30 minutes. So, kind request to put your phone on mute, and then after 30 minutes, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask, or any comments. You're more than welcome to talk after the 30 minutes are done. And then feel free to take notes or jot down questions. You'll also have this recording available to you if you want to go back and listen to it again. So just let's revisit super positive thinking. Super positive thinking is a little bit higher than positive thinking. So the difference is, in super positive thinking, we think good about ourselves and others. We think good about everyone. Whereas positive thinking, it's neutral about other people. You're just thinking good about yourself. But in super positive thinking, you're thinking good thoughts about everyone. And an example would be saying, thinking, I wish everyone well, or I wish everybody would be peaceful and happy. So anything that you want for yourself, you're also wishing the same for everyone around you. So that's super positive thinking. And why is it important to cultivate this habit of super positive thinking? So we learned last time, the good news is that anybody can develop this habit. We don't have to be born a certain way or be like a certain, personality to have this. Anybody can develop super positive thinking at any age if you really work at it. So why is it important? Let's look at the relevance, the benefits, and rationale of why it's important to cultivate this habit of super positive thinking. And the first important thing is, it's a replacement of negative or unnecessary thoughts. So we are replacing negative thoughts by consciously thinking super positive thoughts. So right now, like when we don't have the mind management training, we just, like we learned last time, we just think without really knowing what we're thinking, and thoughts just come depending on what our habitual thinking has been. But when we start consciously doing the super positive affirmations, our negative thoughts are replaced by super positive thoughts, and our mind can only hold one thought at a time. So if we are replacing a negative thought with a super positive thought, and the more we do it, the more our mind will get used to it, and it habitually happen that we'll automatically start thinking super positive thoughts. And what that does is, it gives us more energy, it improves our health, it increases productivity. So right now, when we feel tired or stressed, it's because of those negative, stressful thoughts that we are feeling that way. And if we are able to replace it with this exercise, and it takes consistent practice and effort and motivation to keep doing it for us to start seeing the results. But if we do it long enough, we will see that we will feel more energetic, we will feel healthier, happier, and more productive when we start thinking super positive thoughts. So it's important because it's a replacement of negative thoughts. It's a technique to replace negative thoughts. The second important reason is, it's a random act of kindness. We've learned, through different, research shows that people who do engage in random acts of kindness are happier, are emotionally healthy, physically, you know, they live longer, they're healthier people, mentally they're healthy, you know, when you engage in random acts of kindness. So, well, thinking super positive thoughts is a random act of kindness. And the beauty of it is you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to, you know, pay anybody money. You don't have to, you don't have to use a single cent. You can just do it anytime, anywhere, at your own convenience. And you're basically thinking. Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Hello?
Hello, you can hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, good. Sorry, my phone just blacked out, so I was just making sure everybody can hear me. Sorry. So, you know, you are able to do this anytime, anywhere at your own convenience, and it doesn't really, you can't, it doesn't cost you anything. And that's the beauty of super positive thinking. So that's the other reason why, you know, it's important to do it. You could do it at the grocery store. You could do it at the doctor's office. You know, that's a great way to replace negative thoughts. You're sitting there waiting in the doctor's office, and you are just, instead of worrying about stuff or, you know, listening to or watching something that's not very pleasant, you can do this exercise and feel really confident and positive before you step in. Or you're at the grocery, or you could be thinking good thoughts for all those people waiting there with you. You're at the grocery store, again, you can engage, you're waiting in line. Instead of feeling anxious about how long this is taking, you can replace it and engage in super positive thinking. So you can do it anytime, anywhere, taking a shower, eating, walking, you know, all those, and we'll look at that a little bit further as we go through this, on when to implement it and how to implement it. So the other important thing is super positive thinking is a way of expressing gratitude. So we have read and looked at, you know, research, and there's a lot of research that's happening about gratitude, which shows that people who are more grateful are happier, are healthier, they live longer, they're more successful in their relationships. And so engaging in super positive thinking, you know, doing the super positive affirmation is a way of expressing gratitude. Why? Because we are dependent on everyone, in knowing and unknowing ways. So if you take an example of the house you live in, you know, there's so many different people who have actually worked really hard to have your home safe and, you know, in a living condition. I mean, all those plumbers and electricians and architects and, you know, painters, everybody. And, you know, you realize that when something breaks or something, you know, is not working, and you realize how much, you know, inconvenience it can cause. So when every day you're living, experiencing all those comforts is because somebody else has worked really hard. And we might say that, you know, we are paying taxes for the roads to be smooth, or we're paying for the police officers or army officers out there to keep us safe, or, you know, we've paid so much to have these comforts. But if you look at the extent of how often we experience these comforts and how easily they come to us, it goes beyond the price of the money we are paying. You know, so I think we owe it to everyone. We owe that thanks. And a way of expressing that thanks is to wish well for others. And this is a very simple and beautiful technique to wish well for everyone who has contributed in knowing and unknowing ways for our well-being, for our comfort, and for our safety. And so it's an expression of gratitude, because we can go out there and say thank you to all those people who we don't know. Or, you know, it's not practical, but it is practical to be able to express it in our thoughts, and it still will reach them in unknowing ways. So that's an expression of gratitude, the super positive affirmation or super positive thinking. It's also a way of protecting ourselves from the thought pollution that is out there. You know, like we looked at last time, we are surrounded by, you know, different kinds of thoughts. Some are negative, some are positive. Very few are super positive. But, you know, if you look at everything around us, you know, there are, you know, the media and all those things do focus on negativity. And there are thoughts out there which, you know, affect us. But if we are engaged in super positive thinking, then those kind of thoughts are not going to affect us in a bad way. So let me give an example. With our super positive thinking, we'll be able to change or reduce the thought pollution that's out there. So let me give you an example. I have a friend who has been practicing the super positive affirmation. She's able to change her habitual thinking, making it more super positive. And one day she was at work and a lot of people were, you know, talking about, you know, how the job was stressful. They were gossiping about their boss. And she at that moment realized that this is not going in a positive direction. So she stopped responding to that conversation. And internally, she started replacing her thoughts with super positive thoughts instead of focusing on what they were saying. And then very subtly and intelligently, she was able to turn the conversation around to positive. So A, she was able to replace her thoughts when there were other negative thoughts going on around her by thinking, you know, super positive thoughts. And then B, she was able to change the course of conversation and kind of bring it to the positive things happening in the company. So by learning and by practicing the super positive affirmations, we're able to protect ourselves from the thought pollution out there, and B, we're able to reduce it and change it in a positive way. So that's why it's important and to practice or to, you know, do this exercise. So these are all the main reasons why we can engage in super positive thinking. The other thing is that it's an action. When we think super positive thoughts, we are actually doing action, a super positive action. And for every action, there is a reaction. So there is a reaction for every action. But the more subtle the action, the greater the reaction. And we will learn about this more in the mind section as we go along every month. So I'm just going to introduce this benefit, and we'll go into more detail as we cover the mind, the subconscious mind. But the more our certain actions have a greater impact than our, you know, more gross actions. So if you smile at somebody, the impact of that would be good. But if you're thinking good thoughts for somebody, the impact would be even greater. So that's why it's important to make sure that our subtle actions are super positive, also along with our other actions. And so how do we actually implement the super positive thinking? So we will look at the implementation of super positive thoughts, and then we will look at three more different techniques than we did last time on how to implement the super positive affirmations. So last time we looked at power breathing, so this time we're going to look at three different techniques and then look at a couple of case studies. So implementation. Like we said last time, you can use a counter and keep like a number that today I'm going to do, you know, 20 super positive affirmations, and then build that number. You know, ideally they say start with 1,000. That looks like a big number, but considering we have 60,000 thoughts, you know, it's a pretty small number, and many people can achieve it if they really work at it. But if that seems like a big number, you can start with maybe 100 a day and then build it up eventually to 1,000 using like a counter. Or you might have your own technique on how to you know, keep that number. That's one way. The other way is to keep a checklist of all the moments in your day when you have some free mental moments, as I call it, when you're not really thinking anything related to work or anything important, like you're not in the middle of a meeting or you're not working on a project, your mind is mentally free. So, for example, a time when you're doing an activity which doesn't really require any mental effort. So you're washing dishes or you're taking a shower or you might be walking up and down stairs or you're on the treadmill or you're waiting in a grocery line. You know, make a list of all those activities that you do every day when you can kind of embed the super positive affirmation in there. And then you can carry a post-it with those activities listed. And then at the end of the day, make it, you know, check the boxes if you have done your affirmations then. And so eventually you won't even need the post-it. You can just make, you can just keep checking. And then eventually it'll become a habit and automatically super positive thoughts will come at that time. That's another way of doing it. The most important thing to really make it a habit is to do it before sleeping, because before sleeping, your any good habit that you want to your mind to develop, before sleep, it's very receptive. So if you're doing it before power breathing, if you're doing it before sleeping, your mind will quickly pick it up and it'll soon become part of your automatic thinking. And we'll talk more about this in the mind section, why it's important to do this before sleeping, thinking super positive thoughts. But just make a note that not to think negative thoughts before sleeping, thinking super positive thoughts. Are you guys still there? Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, awesome. Because my phone, for some reason, is I can't see anything. So I'm just hoping that people can hear me. Okay, good. So, you know, that's another time when you can do the super positive affirmation. The power breathing you can do definitely before sleeping and upon waking up. Now, when I'm saying the, you know, repeating the super positive affirmation, that's different to power breathing. You're not connecting it with your breath when you're just repeating it, doing those free mental moments that I told you, like in, you know, washing dishes or taking a shower, you're just repeating it. And we'll look at how to repeat it so your mind becomes focused even when you are doing these other activities. So the power breathing is when you are, you know, totally focused, like just before you sleep or when you're not doing anything else or when you wake up, you can do it then. But the other affirmation, the same affirmation, you can repeat it in a different way. And that's what we're going to talk about right now. So you can repeat it really fast, like whispering to yourself, like, you know, healthy life for all, happy life for all, peaceful life for all, successful life for all, safe life for all. If you're repeating it really fast, your mind doesn't have any time to move to another thought. Like if you're saying it real slow to yourself, you will notice that your mind will wander here and there. It might even go to another thought, and you'll forget that you're even supposed to say this. So if you don't want the mind to wander like that, you know, you can do it really fast, like healthy life or happy life or peaceful life or successful life or safe life, or, and then the mind cannot wander anywhere else. This is when you're during your free mental moments, during the day, like I told you earlier, where you're making that checklist in the shower or while you're walking the dog, or, you know, you're on the treadmill where you're not really mentally thinking about anything focused. So that's when you can do it like that really fast. The other way you can do it is you can say it in your head without moving your lips, like in your mind, and listen to it. Like you're thinking a thought. And that takes more time and more effort. In the beginning, your mind's going to go all over the place, but be patient. The more you do this technique, saying it in your head and listening to it, the easier it'll become, and automatically you'll start noticing that you are thinking super positive thoughts. The one technique that really helped me was I used to carry a post-it with the super positive affirmation written on it. And I used to put it in my pocket. And And that reminded me that I needed to do it, you know. And anytime, you know, I had a free moment, I used to just read it. But that, because I'm like a visual learner, it helped me. It can also help you. You can visually see it and just repeat it in your head. The other technique is the walking relaxation. And I will send you a video of this with the recording of the call. But in this, you actually connect the words in the affirmation with your steps. Just like you connected the words in the affirmation with your breath in power breathing, in walking relaxation, you connect the words in the affirmation with your steps. So you could do this when you are, you know, doing your daily exercise, your daily walk, or you are on the treadmill. And what you do is, step one, you repeat in your head, healthy life. Step two, for all. You just walk normal or, you know, jog normal, but you're connecting the words with your steps. So in that, what happens is your mind becomes focused because your movement of your body is connected with the affirmation. You don't have any, your mind doesn't have any room to move anywhere else. It becomes very focused on the affirmation. And you feel really good while you're exercising as well. You're not thinking anything else. You're focused on the exercise and the super positive affirmation. So that's another technique, walking relaxation. We talked about repeating it really fast so the mind doesn't have any space to move anywhere else but to stay focused on the affirmation. And we talked about conscious listening, listening to what we are saying in our head consciously. And we talked about the visual, looking at it visually, writing it down, looking at it visually. And, of course, the checklist of daily activities and the counter, counting how many times you did it. So these are all the different ways you can implement. Whichever is, you know, suitable to your personality, you can pick. And there's more ways. I've just shared a few, and we will look at these further during our monthly calls. So I just want to share with you case studies of two people, just like you and me, who implemented it and how it helped them in their daily life, in their professional life and personal life. So the first case study is of a man in his early 40s, and he works in the United States in a bank, in a very well-known bank. And this case study is at a this experience was when he was actually in a rotation program at the bank. And, you know, eventually they were going to hire him permanently. But at the end of the rotation, it was a 3-year rotation program. And at the end of the 3rd year, the bank told him that they don't have any permanent positions. And if he needed to become part of the bank, he would need to relocate. And it was that time in his life when he couldn't relocate for many reasons. And so he got this news just before he was going to go to Hawaii with his family. He had planned a vacation, and then he found out that, you know, the bank is not going to have any permanent positions. At that time, he was, like, working towards a role for, like, a vice president in marketing technology area. And so he had been learning about the super positive thinking and super positive affirmations, and he had been practicing those. So when he got this news, instead of worrying and becoming anxious and stressed, he decided to actually focus on the super positive affirmations. And like we said earlier, it's a replacement of negative thoughts. So instead of focusing on the situation and what's going to happen, and there's no other, there's not a permanent position for me, I don't have time to look for another job, I'm going to Hawaii. Instead of thinking all these thoughts, he decided to focus on the present moment, which was going to Hawaii and enjoy the trip. And also he decided to focus on all the words in the super positive affirmation: healthy life for all, happy life for all, peaceful life for all, successful life for all, safe life for all. And so he also thought of everyone at the bank who had helped him have these successful rotations at the bank. You know, all these all this time that he was at the bank, he had a good experience, and he thought of all those people who had helped him when he did his super positive affirmation. He was including all those people in the word all. So he was expressing gratitude for his experience at the bank. And while doing this consistently, he noticed that he wasn't feeling stressed at all. Like he shared in his experience later that, you know, if he hadn't been exposed to this technique, he would have been really stressed and his vacation would not have been a vacation. But it turned out to be a vacation because he focused on the present, which was to enjoy in Hawaii, and he focused on the super positive affirmation instead of worrying about what was going to happen. He knew he'd done a good job at the bank. So he focused on everybody who had helped him. And remember, our thoughts are creative energy. So whatever we focus on becomes our reality. And instead of focusing on what the problem might be in the future or what the problem is, the potential problem is right now, he was focusing on what everything that could be created, happiness, health, success, peace. And so in the meanwhile, while he was in Hawaii, his team members and his supervisors were pleased with his performance, and he had worked really hard. So you have to put in the effort. It's not just thinking good thoughts, but you also have to put in the effort and do a good job along with the super positive thinking. So he had done a good job, and his supervisors and team members were impressed with his performance. So they themselves got together in his absence and tried to figure out how they could help him and create a position for him at his current location. And so when he came back, they had already, figured it out, and he didn't have to relocate. So when he came back, he got the good news that he did have a position at the bank. They had, created a position for him at his current location, and he didn't have to move. And he knows in his heart that, if he had stressed and, ruined his vacation, not only would it have added to his stress, it would have probably not given him the position that was created for him. So our thoughts eventually become our reality. And we will also look at how this happens in our, topic on the mind. Because first it happens in our mind, and then it happens in our life. So because he was able to focus all his thoughts, his creative energy on super positive thinking, the results were super positive. So this is just a person just like you and me, and we are just as capable as he was to, change our thoughts and make them super positive in any situation and improve our situation. So the second example that I want to share with you is of a junior high teacher who had a behavior unit that she was working with. And so she had a classroom full of kids who had behavior issues. And she was every day, like we did a survey with her before we introduced the super positive thinking and super positive affirmations to her and the walking relaxation. And her, in that initial survey, her productivity was between 20 to 30 at the end of the day, and she felt very tired at the end of the day. And then we introduced her to the walking relaxation and the power breathing. So in her class, all the kids had to do the power breathing twice a day, every day. And the teacher was also introduced to the walking relaxation, which she had to do every time she got out of the classroom or she was walking down the hallway to get lunch or to go to the restroom, or in PE when she walked the kids, she was asked to do the walking relaxation. And after 6 to 7 months, when we gave her that survey again, her productivity had gone up to 90 to 100% after doing this every day consistently, the power breathing twice a day for 10 minutes each, so 20 minutes, and the walking relaxation several times a day, every time she got up out of the classroom, went for a walk. So, and then her energy level was, pretty high, pretty good. Like she felt pretty energetic even by the end of the day. because she was engaged in super positive thinking. Instead of focusing on the negative behavior she was seeing in the classroom, she decided to change her focus and focus on the super positive thinking. We also had introduced a few other techniques to her, which we will also introduce to you guys later down. But she did practice the walking relaxation and the power breathing along with those. So these are examples of people who have and who continue to practice these strategies. Their issues are challenging. Our challenges are just like you and me, but they're able to overcome them. They're able to stay happy and change their situation by changing their thoughts. So all of us can definitely do this if you really consistently practice these strategies with motivation, with effort, with faith that it is going to work. And if we do it every day, just like we go to the gym every day to get to maintain our weight or to have a healthy body, we can practice these strategies to, develop super positive thinking and to maintain a happy and peaceful life, so and healthy life. So that's all for tonight. And I just wanted to thank you all for being here, taking time out of the weeknight to come and join this call. I want to thank my mentors, Mr. Vaman Rao-Pai and Mr. Prahlad Pai, for sharing this wonderful knowledge with me. And thank you again. And now I turn it over to you. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Hello?
I don't have any questions this evening.
Okay. All right. Has any of you, have any of you practiced the power breathing? So usually with our, people who are new or people who are just starting this, we kind of have a buddy system where we can get together kind of through phone or text, with another person who's wanting to practice these strategies and kind of remind each other, hey, have you done it? And it's helped me in the past, just like we have an exercise buddy and they kind of motivate us to go to the gym every day. It's just like that. So when you start practicing the strategies, you will notice the changes as well. But if you, if you need any help in that area, like how do we actually start or how do we stay consistent? You're more than welcome to email me or ask questions in that regard as well. But did the strategies seem pretty straightforward? Did you have any questions about implementation? Any questions about the why we are doing it? You were here last week, last time too, whoever is on this conference, were they there?
Yes,
were
I
they
was.
Able to...
I was on. Oh. I was on last time. Yes.
Oh, perfect, perfect,
yeah.
Awesome.
And there were some other people on too.
Okay. Awesome. All right.
But this has been very helpful. Yeah, I think.
Okay. Awesome.
This has been very helpful. And I think you've elaborated on what you talked about the last time, which I think it's so much better, than just the power breathing on its own. You're talking more like with about technique, repeating it fast and stuff like that.
Yes,
and
that's
the walking,
that's
yeah.
Yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are several ways to implement it, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. As you come every month, you will learn more and more on how to implement it. So it goes, and there's different techniques too. I've just introduced the super positive affirmation, but there's more techniques. which are targeted specifically towards improving relationships in professional life or personal life. They're specific techniques targeted towards improving your physical health. You know, there's so many, you know, more techniques other than the super positive affirmation. And, you know, even how to implement the super positive affirmation, these are just a few, but there's more. So the more you guys come, the more we'll be able to share. And the more you implement it, the more you'll be able to see the beauty of it, you know, the more you do it.
Right.
So I would suggest start with just doing it before sleeping. And because before sleeping, your mind is very receptive. And if you are, if you really want to start a new habit, a positive habit, you know, before sleep, if you really repeat it, you know, you'll wake up in the morning and you'll be ready to implement it that day. So I would suggest, you know, at night, just do the power breathing and then repeat it as you fall asleep. And then you'll be able to do it the next day. Or, you know, you can implement it during your exercise routine, like the walking relaxation. So, you know, there's different, you can start with baby steps. And then eventually you'll realize that you've come a long way.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for joining. And
okay.
Any other questions?
No, I look forward to the next one.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.